Yeah, on Kuf Nun. Okay, the Mishnah Lav Kuf Nun. Lo Yisker Odom Poyalim B'Shabbos. You can't, like we learned Aloch yesterday, you can't hire Poyalim on Shabbos. You can't hire workers to work for you. Lo Yoymar Odom L'Chavero, you can't tell your friend either, Lisker Loy Poyalim, that your friend should go to Bisaych Poyalim for you, that's also awesome. Trashe Lo Yisker Odom Poyalim, Tehsev, the Posting in Shayo says, Mimtsoy Cheftzicho. That means you shouldn't do things on Shabbos that's Cheftzicho Nogeya to you. You're only supposed to do things that's Nogeya to Shemayim. But things take care of your own needs, you shouldn't take care of your own needs, your chel, your vochad, your knees on Shabbos. So this is called your own needs, that you have to hire a worker for you to do work for you in the middle of the weekday. So you're not allowed to hire him on Shabbos. And who are then you can't tell your chaver? So Drashi B'Gemara Porach Pshita Havada. Since you can't do the malacha avad, you can't tell your friend to do it. Do Yisrael who? Poshed, your friend is a Yisrael. If you tell him to do it, you're over l'chnei na'iver. And now let tell your friend, go high and mipoil him. Since you can't do it, he can't do it. You're making over l'chnei na'iver. You're over l'chnei na'iver. So Gemara will this kasha. Right, this is the Mishnah. Ein machshichim alatchum. You can't on Shabbos or near Moitzoy Shabbos walk towards the Trum. Today, that as soon as Shabbos is over, you'll be able to be by the Trum. Lisko loy poilim. As you want to hire again workers, and the workers live outside the Trum, so you want to be able to get to them very fast after Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk. Today, you should be by the Trum, the end of the city. Today, that right after Shabbos, you run, you go to the poilim. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, Liskoloi Perlim. Even though your Kavanah is only after Shabbos to hire the workers, still you can't walk there. To bring yourself closer on Shabbos, to bring yourself to the end of the Tchum, means the end of the city. And you'll wait there. Today you should be near the place where you get workers. Oil of Paradise. Or else you want to go to your paradise, your orchards. Lovi Paris, in order to bring home Paris. Why can't you do this on Shabbos just to walk to the end of Tchum? The Choldova Shasal Asoise B'Shabbos, Osa Lahach Shecholov. Anything you can't do directly on Shabbos, you can't be machsh, you can't walk to the Seifa Tchum to wait the Kedei that Moitzoy Shabbos, you go to the orchards and bring back the oranges. Hey, since on Shabbos you can't pull off the oranges, who are then you can't even walk there on Shabbos? That's also called Mimsach Hefzachon. You're doing your own type of a work. And since it's Nikr, that's the reason why you're going there for, it's awesome. Avu Zat Mishnah. Avu Machshechu Lishmor. But you're allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum. Kedei to be near your fields. That right after Shabbos, you walk to where your fields are. Lishmor. Just to watch them. To watch over them. Make sure everything's going alright. That's Mutter. Because even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to watch your own fields. There's no Isser in Stam watching, looking over your fields. Drashi Avamach Shechu, Lias Korav Lot says Lishma Peroisov. Vized Dovra Mutter B'Shabbos Lishma Peroisov. Im Hoye B'Ter Tchumai. Hey, if your own fields would have been in your own Tchum that you could walk there, you're allowed to walk just to look over your fields, make sure everything's alright. You're not doing any Malacha. So here, your fields now are Chutz L'Tchum. So you're not allowed to walk Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. But you are allowed to walk on Shabbos to walk mamash to the end of the Tchum, wait at the end of the city. Today, right after Shabbos, you walk further to watch over your fields. That's mutter, because the walking is it's a hetadik of walking. Like if it would be in the Tchum, your own fields, you would be allowed to watch them on Shabbos. You're not doing any malacha. You start watching over your fields. Melo zot mishnah maybe peiros biyodei. Once you're there ready, you walk into the Tchum. Today, to be able to watch your soda after Shabbos, when you go to your field after Shabbos, who are now you are allowed to bring home with you Paris. Drash you may be Paris biyodoi. Hoyil v'yikah machshav to lohoy lekach. The ikah reason why you're walking on the Tchum is not to bring home Paris. That would be also. You're not allowed to walk at the Tchum to be near your fields to bring home Paris, because that you can't do on Shabbos. But since you walk into the Tchum, could they be able to watch your fields right after Shabbos, which is mutter? And that's your Ikka Kavona. Now, once you're there ready, by your fields, you're allowed to bring home ready Paris also. That's Mutter. So the Mishnah, Klal Omar Abishol. Abishol said a Klal. The word Kol Shani Zakoi Ba Mirosai. Anything you're allowed to say is Rishoi Yani Lahach Shecholov. You're allowed to be Machshech, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to be by the end of the Tchum. kidei that right after Shabbos you'll go chutz l'tchum. This is the klal. So Rashi klal omar abishoyel noisin hoye klal bedover zeh lohoisiv dvorim acherim kiyotzeboy to be matter other things also. Some will explain what does it be moisif. What other things are you allowed to walk on Shabbos to be by the end of the tchum? Kedei right after Shabbos you go chutz l'tchum. Kol shani zakoy v'amirosi means shani rishoyil oim relechaveroi. Anything I could tell my chaver to do, oil nochri b'Shabbos, or she'll have to tell a goy to do for you on Shabbos. Lastes l'moitzoy Shabbos rishoyil hafshicholov. Has anything I'm allowed to tell my friend or a goy to do for me on moitzoy Shabbos? So then on Shabbos you're allowed to walk to soif atchum. We'll see in the Gemara what Abba Shaul's be moitzoy. So the Gemara pshita ma'ishenu ma'ishenachaveroi. His Mishnah says you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, and who are then you can't tell your friend to hire workers. What's the difference between you and your chaver? If I said your chaver is a Yisrael, no, we're talking about your chaver is a goy. So that's a chiddush. You're not allowed to tell your goy. You're not allowed to tell your friend, the goy, to hire workers for you on Shabbos. For the more vayta, ask the Lord of Ashi, Amir lo nochri shvus. As we already know this halacha, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That's an issur midrabbanan. So anything you can't do, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do for you. So pshita, you can't tell a goy to go hire workers for you. Shrash yamiru nochri shvus kvasosmo rebi lemasnisin nochri shabo lichvois einayim lekvo. We had a mission before. If a goy comes on Shabbos to put out the fire, you're not allowed to tell him come and put it out. You're not allowed to tell him to do the malacha for you. So we learned already the Issa Amir al Yakim, you can't tell a goy to do a malacha. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu Taimo Chaveri Yisrael. No, the Mishnah is talking about the chiddush that you can't tell your friend, even though your friend is Yisrael. So the Chura Pshita, like what's the chiddush of Adi, you can't tell your friend. The same way you can't tell your workers, you're not allowed to tell your friend to tell your workers. So tomorrow, no, Hok Kamashpun, there's a diik from the Mishnah to tell us the chiddush. The diik is like this. A person can't tell his friend on Shabbos, schorli poilim. I want you to go and rent me, hire me workers. You can't tell that to your friend. Avol, but the diik though, you know what? You could tell your friend. Avol oimer odim lechaveroi. A friend is a ladder. One person could tell his friend on Shabbos. Hanira, that I see you, like you're close with me. She tamad imil erev. I could tell you, you know what? Be with me tonight. Hey, by my tzoy Shabbos, come back to me. Be near me. That's what you're allowed to tell him. So you're not telling him a farish you're going to hire him to do the malach at night, but it's like derech remiza. Well, you understand by the fact you tell your friend, be in my house right after Shabbos, so we understand that you have some business for him to do. Still, you're allowed to say that, since it's only derech remiza. So Drashi, hokamash v'lo mishkin yisari behedyuhu, behedyuhu hu delay leima, lay. You can't tell your friend outright, hire me workers, or I want you to work for me. But if you say it's tam, it's not clear, it's only derech remiza, then it's mutter. Haniru zetrashi achshav niru im tamad imilerev. I'm allowed to tell you, see if you could fit into your schedule to be by me at the end of Shabbos. That's what I could tell my friend. Look around, see if you could be by me after by Mitzvah Shabbos. Im tovi alal shetechshach. Ushnayim yoidim, by telling this to your friend, both of you know, shall manas l'soichu l'pulosai hu maziroi. The reason why you're asking your friend, could you be by my house right after Shabbos, is because mastam you have work for him, and you want him to work for you. But since you didn't speak it out to Hedyon, shuri. Can the forest time will come on, we'll soon explain why. Dibur osar, hiramutar. Is Allah only deeper is also, we'll soon see v'dabed dover. You're not allowed to speak about dvorim shalchol on Shabbos, but here is mutter. Stam to be maharer, that's mutter. So mainly here, saying something derech remiza, you're not telling your friend outright, come to my house, I want you to work for me. That's deeper. But you're only saying, can you be by my house after Shabbos? You didn't speak about doing malacha. You're only maharer, like you're thinking about it. Thinking about malacha is mutter on Shabbos. You're just not allowed to talk about it. But to think about it is mutter. Right. Kamashman the Gemara Nachmal Hesa Kamashman the Yom Lachaveru was Choli Pailam. Avol Omer Od Lachaveru Anira Shetamad Imel Erev. See if it's possible that you could be by me right after Shabbos. O Masnisiman, who is our Mishnah go like? Kriyab Yeshua Ben Korcho. Tetanya Lo Yomer Odim Lachaveroi. The Tanakhama says no, it's also a person can't tell his friend. Hanira, see if it's possible Shetamad Imel Erev, that at Mitzvah Shabbos or right the end of Shabbos, if you could be by me. The Tanakhama says that's also osur. Because we understand what you mean to say is, you want to work for me, so you can't say it. We have Yeshua ben Korcho Oimer. He says, Oimer Odom Lechaveroi, Hanira, a person is allowed to tell his friend on Shabbos, see, Shetamot Imulerev, see if it's possible that you could be by me right after Shabbos. That's Mutter. So this is of Yeshua ben Korcho Talocho. So our Mishnah goes like Yeshua ben Korcho. And Omar Rabba Babachono Omar Rabbi Yechinen, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechinen, Halocha Kev Yeshua ben Korcho. We take a Paschal like Yeshua ben Korcho. The Yom Rabba Babachono Omar Rabbi Yechinen, my time of the Yeshua ben Korcho. What's the time? Why is the Yeshua ben Korcho mad to you to just hint to your friend, to tell him, you should know if it's possible, be by my house right after Shabbos. You're allowed to hint to him. Why can you hint to him? We understand by this hint that you mean to tell him, be by my house, I want you to work for me. Why is it mutter? Because the Pasuk says, Mimtsoi Cheftzecho, V'daber Dover. Torah says these are things you shouldn't do on Shabbos. You shouldn't do your own Cheftzecho. You shouldn't do work. What's not pertaining to yourself as Cheldika work. V'daber Dover. You shouldn't talk about it either. You shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos. V'dashen Dibur Osir. You're not allowed to talk it outright. Dibur is Osir. Abihira Mutter. Just to think about it is Mutter. So, Melev, you only say b'derech remiza, you only hinting to your chaver from the actual dibur you said. You didn't tell him come to work for me. So, since you didn't speak it out, you just hinted to him. That's only called hirur. You're thinking about it, and you're allowed to think about melocha. That's mutter. So, the Gemara, Romile Rav Acha ba Ravune l'Rava. He has the kasha to Rava. Mi Yomer Rav Yechanan. Is it true that Rav Yechanan now paskins like Yeshua ben Korcho? And you're telling me the svar is Diba Osir, Hiramutar, the Torah only asked the Dibur to say to do Malacha, you can. But to think about it is Mutar, is that Rabbi Yochanan Shita? Alma, you see Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hirur, Lavka Diba Dami. Stam's thinking about something is not considered like you said it. You spoke about it. Speaking about Malacha is Osir on Shabbos, but to think about Malacha is Mutar on Shabbos. So you see, Hirur thinking is not the same thing as talking. For the Gemara Kasha, the Yoma Rabba Babachona, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, B'chol mokom muter laharur. Any place you go, you're allowed to think and learning. You're allowed to be maharur, think and learning Torah. Chutz mi beis hamerchitz, a chutz when you go into the bathhouse, there you're not allowed to think and learning Torah. Or mi beis hakisei, when you go inside the beis hakisei, you're not allowed to think about learning Torah. So what's the kasha? You see, if you can hold, just like you can't say divrei Torah there, who are then you can't think in your mind divrei Torah? So you see, l'chura here, thinking about divrei Torah has the same halacha like talking in divrei Torah. So by Amir Liak, by Shabbos should be the same thing. If you can't talk about business, you shouldn't be allowed to think about business. So tomorrow, no. Shani Hostam is different din over there. That din that you can't say divrei Torah in front of Tzoya, or in the Beis HaKisei, the binim, because the Pasuk says, for hoyo machanecha kodesh, for leka. The Pasuk there says that your machanecha, where you live, should be Kodesh. That means there shouldn't be any tzoya there. There shouldn't be any shmutz there. So we dash him in the Pasuk of Rashi, v'lo your machanecha Kodesh, v'lo yksiv bei dover. Here the Pasuk doesn't say dibur, like you shouldn't talk in front of tzoya. Ela mokam chenayoscha te b'kdusha. Now the Pasuk is telling you, where you live, where you are around, it should be b'kdusha, there shouldn't be any tzoya there. What's the Hezbar? The Taima Mishum the Yisrael Maharim Tomei B'Divrei Torah. Why? Because usually Yidden are considered thinking about Divrei Torah. And the Loch is you're not allowed to think in Divrei Torah when you go near Tzoya, in the Beis HaKisei, or in the Beis HaMerchitz, where there's Shmutz there. You're not allowed to think in learning Torah. So the Pasuk says, Loshen V'ho Yomachnecha Kodesh. Yomachne, where you're living, in other words, where you are thinking and learning Torah, should be Kodesh. V'leka. And here, where you're in the Beis HaKisei, or you're in the Beis HaMerchitz, it's not called the Mokom Kodesh. Kodesh here means clean from Tzoya. There it's a shmutziger place. Therefore, you're not allowed to learn Torah there. But the Torah doesn't say a word of Dibur. So, Mele, if the Torah says Dibur, then we say only talking is awesome, but thinking is mutam. But here, the Torah doesn't say a Loshen Dibur. It says, Tam, Yamachna should be Kodesh. Shall we dash in the Hezbriz? Because people think in learning Torah. And the Torah doesn't want you to think in learning Torah, but Mokom Beis HaKisei. That's why Yamachne should be Kodesh. Beleka. For the Gemara, Hochinami Ksiv, the Gemara, no, it's still Shver. Hochinami Ksiv, the end of the Pasuk says, V'lo yiroi b'cho ervas dover. You should not see an ervas dover. That says the Loshen Dibur. So we dash it from here that what? That dibur, talking in Torah, should not be done in front of an erva. And that's halacha. If somebody's naked, and you, if you're in front of somebody that's Orim, that's naked, you're not allowed to learn Divrei Torah. In front of an erva, you can't learn Divrei Torah. Why can't you say Divrei Torah in front of an Orim? But this pasuk, the pasuk says, V'lo yira b'cho erva's dover. You should not see an erva, and deeper is also. So we dash from Musun say, who has more empty Gemara? So the kasher is, the Havamina Riz is talking about Machnecha Kodesh. It's also talking about a Beis HaKisei and about a Beis HaMerchitz. And here the pasuk says Dibur. So the Chur should say, only you can't speak out a Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei. But the Chur to Maharit, the thinking in your mind should be Mutter. So the Gemara, no. Hahumi Boyelei, the second pasuk of Lo Yiroi B'cho Ervas Dover, goes on a different halacha. Hahumi Boyelei like Rav Yehuda, the Yom Rav Yehuda. Akum Orim, if you have a guy, even if he's a guy, but he's Orim, he's undressed, is also Likrois Kriyashma Kenegdai. You should know you're not allowed to say Kriyashma, who had in any Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to say in front of an Erva. Erva means by a man, the Erva is called the Aver. If the Aver is uncovered, you're not allowed to say Kriyashma in front of somebody else, that's Orim. Who had in if you're naked? If you're uncovered, you're not allowed to say Kriyashma. Because the pasuk says, "Lo yira b'cho ervas dover." Hey, b'shas, you're saying divrei kedusha. You should not see an erva. So here we dash in enech nami. This halacha, since the Torah says dibur, only dibur is also. But here is mutter. You allowed to be mahar in divrei Torah, even if there's an erva in front of you. The hero, you allowed to think in learning Torah. Because here the Torah says klo dibur, lo yira b'cho ervas dover. So only dibur is also. But here is mutter. That's halacha, two different inim. In a Beis HaKisei, there the issue is from the pasuk, Voya Machnecha Kodesh. The Mitzkodesh means there shouldn't be Troya there. There the pasuk doesn't say Dibur, so even thinking and learning is also in a Beis HaKisei on a Beis HaMerchitz. Mashenka in front of an erva, that's not a Beis HaKisei, that's not a Soya, that's not the other pasuk. That Lo Yira B'cho Erva's Dover. You shouldn't see an erva, you can't say Dibur Torah, the other Torah does say the word Dibur, so only to speak out Divrei Torah is awesome. But if you just want to think about it, like look in a sefer and don't speak it out, just think in your mind, that's mutter to think even in front of an erva. Well, the Amar of Yehuda, Akum Orim, if you have a guy that's Orim, also likras kriyash mekenegdi. Fred Gemara, my ira Akim, afil Yisrael nami, anami loy. Why do you say dafk in front of a guy that's undressed? Afil Yisrael also, it's also. And the Gemara enech nami loy mi boy come. I'm telling you a chiddush. Loy mi boy, not only Yisrael the Oser, not only in front of the Yisrael that's Orim, that's undressed, that's naked. You're not allowed to say Divrei Kedusha in front of him. You can't say the Dibur Avalakim. But I would think if you only have a guy that's undressed, Kivu nechsev bay. Since the pasuk says about a guy, Asher b'sacha moirim b'sorim, that a guy is doyim to a chamor to a donkey. Is a mashap a dummy? I would think just like you're allowed to say Divrei Kedusha in front of a donkey, maybe you could say it in front of a guy also, even though the guy is Orim. Kamashmula, no. Kamashmula, what? That a guy's erva has a shame erva. And you're not allowed to say Divrei Kedusha in front of an Orim dik a guy. And the Gemara, aim hochinami, maybe enachinami, maybe a guy, since the pasuk calls him like a chamor, his erva doesn't have a shame erva. Maybe you are allowed to say Divrei Kedusha in front of a guy that's naked. And the Gemara, omakro, the ervas aviyam leiro. It says by Noyach that when the brothers, when the shame chamor, they went out, it says they didn't see ervas aviyam leiro. That the Torah calls it an erva. So these are called by Bnei Noyach, didn't have a shame Yisrael yet. So see, the Torah calls it an erva. Alma erva hi beben noyach. You see, by a ben noyach, they didn't have a shame Yisrael yet. Still, the Torah calls it an erva. So the kids of by a guy, the erva is called an erva. And he'll earlier. So Mela, it's also taka to say divrei Torah in front of an erva, in front of an erva Yisrael, and who are avad in front of an erva Yisrael, in front of ervas Yisrael. Adena chanami hirur taka is muta, because we hold hirur's lavka dibadami. Only Nogay to say, to think and learning in a Beis HaKisei, a Beis HaMerchitz. There the Yisrael from the Pasuk, Voya Machnecha Kodesh, there it doesn't say a word Dibur, therefore there here is also. Mashiach, whenever the Torah says the word Dibur, the Torah only asks the Dibur speaking it out, but not thinking. Freddy Gemara, the Dibur Miyosu, is it true that Dibur is also for Rav Chizda, for Rav Hamnuna? The Yarmi Tavai, the question now is, Dibur Miyos means, is it true that you're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos? Is there such an Issa Dibur on Shabbos? So Tois says the Chiddush here, Tois learns with Dibur Miyosar, Tois learns Pirish Minat Torah. But the Kashri is now, is it true that you can't speak about business on Shabbos Minat Torah? why the Hamidah Sharin and Dibusha Mitzvah Mechlal Dima Diraisa Shari. Like we're soon going to ask the Kasha that they spoke about Cheshboinus Shal Mitzvah. So who the Kasha is, Tayyaz Bavoni, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Maybe Mitzvah is Mutter. We're talking about, you can't talk about business on Shabbos. Like what's the Gemara's Kasha? See, but Tayyaz Mashma, the Gemara's Kasha now, is it true that Dibra's Osim in Midiraisa Minatayra? See, even though we're only saying psukim from Yishayo, there's posuk of Mimsa Chetzcha of Adav Edovrim, that's only posuk in Yishayo. But it can't sound like it's an asmacht, it's a strong iser. So kasher is, if there's such a strong iser, that you can't say dibur, so bezoi, if there's such an iser on dibur, even a chesh bonya shom mitzvah should also be yoser. And now we have a kasher. I, Rav Chizda, Rav Hamnuna, the Yamr Tavar, they both say, chesh bonya shom mitzvah mutal a chesh bonya Shabbos. They say you are allowed to make cheshbonos of facts. You want to build a shul, you're allowed to say it's going to cost $10,000 and we have to get the mortgage here and get there. You are allowed to talk about the cheshbonos of mitzvah. So that's what Toys learns. If the kasher is, if you're going to tell me that Dibur is also from a strong pasuk in Yishayom, it's mash many Dibur about cheshbonos is also. So how could it be mutl? It's why mitzvah is mutter. The Yom Reb Lezer also said, poiskim sokol on the Yom Shabbos. You're allowed to talk about how much stock are you going to give to the Naim. You're allowed to mention money. You're allowed to say, I'm going to give $20 to the Naim. You're allowed to speak out. Vaitav Yom Rab Yaakov Aridi, Om Rab Yechanun, Mefakhin Pikuach Nefesh. You're allowed to have meetings and talk about Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, how to save people's lives. O Pikuach Rabin, who was in this Asharlastam, a Tzorche Rabin, Trashi Kagurin Lurashus, Hey, Lav Dafkit Va Mitzvah. Stam, you want to make talk about the Tzorche Rabin. You're in the city now. The government, the Shalom, where to make the schools, where to make this. You're allowed to talk about Tzorchei Rabbim on Shabbos. Right, even a Chiddush, for a whole chin, the Botik Kinesios, the Fakerech Aliske Rabbim. You go to have meetings in the Botik Kinesios to talk about Tzorchei Rabbim on Shabbos. The Yom Rav Shmuel Ben Achmen, Yom Rav Yechanan, whole chin, the Tartiyos, the Karkisoyos, the Vilsakoyos, the Fakerech Aliske Rabbim. These all three different places, big meeting places. But they used to meet even with the government, with the Goyim. Abi, it was talking about Tzorchei Rabbim. The government got together, had a meeting on Shabbos, the Goyim were there, the Yisrael and the Yidden were allowed to go also. Since they're talking about Tzorchei Rabbim, how to make the streets this way, that way, it's a Tzorchei Rabbim, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. So Drashti Tartiyois, Rekakrasoyos, or the Sakoyos. Mine Paltanein, the type of palace is like, places. Shashom Nes Wulabay Savad. They used to have meetings there. Even the Goyim were there, but they would discuss Tzorchei Rabbim, so it's mutter for Israel to go there. Vayte v'tona devei Menashe, mishadchin ala tinoikis, liyoris. You're allowed to talk and make shiduchim on Shabbos. You can talk about a shiduch on Shabbos. So you see, Dibur is mutter on Shabbos. Vayte v'ala tinik l'lamdei sefer. You're allowed to talk about sending your kid to cheder on Shabbos. Or l'lamdei umnes. Even talking about teaching him an umn, teaching him a business, how to make a livelihood, is also mutter to talk about on Shabbos. So Rashi lumed umnis, donami mitzvah, that's also a mitzvah, to teach your son how to make a livelihood. The whole shein in malam de umnis, whoever doesn't teach his son a trade, a business, is malam de listois. You're teaching him how to be a robber. Because if a guy doesn't know how to make a panos, later he's going to end up stealing. So it's also a mitzvah. A mitzvah yafinim mikro b'kedushim b'ishenikness. The Gemara dashes from Sukkim there, that the zechiv upon the father teaches kid an umnis. So therefore, since it's mutter, it's like a dvar mitzvah, you will allow to talk about it on Shabbos. So where is the stira? So the way Taisus Mas, but the kasher is, if you're going to tell me stam, the pasuk says v'dab edover, you're not allowed to talk about any type of business on Shabbos, and that's like an issur, a chomadik issur, like Malachi says minat Torah, then there shouldn't be any hetl dvar mitzvah. An issur, a melacha, that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, it's an issur d'oraisa. There's no hetl to write a sefer Torah on Shabbos, even though you're doing the dvar mitzvah. There's no hetl to be over an issur Torah, the dvar mitzvah. So that's the kasher. If you're going to tell me it's a chomadik issur from Yishayom, what's the hetl to talk about cheshbonos on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, in Yishayo Gufa says the Heter. Oma Kro, the Pasuk says, Mim Tzoy Cheftzecho V'dabe Dover. You should not be Yosek in Cheftzecho, in your own personal needs, and talk about them on Shabbos. So Idashin, Cheftzecho Asurim. You're not allowed to talk about your own personal needs. You can't talk about the business angle about it on Shabbos. There's anything you can't do on Shabbos, you can't talk about. That's a diik in the pasuk in Sheol Gufo. That's only cheftzecho is awesome. But cheftzei shemayim, anytime you're talking about dvar mitzvah, about things nogeir to shemayim, that's mutter to talk about on Shabbos. And Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, cheshboinois shel melech, but the gersa should be shel malcho, like cheshboinois, what's the difference? Ariel Shema Bekach. What's the difference? Yes or no? Mutal Cheshbon Shabbos. That you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. We'll soon see what that means. Now it's Cheshbon is what happened already. You're allowed to say, I spent $1,000 to buy this thing. Since you bought it already, it's not located to business anymore. So you're allowed to say what happened already. That's like Dvorim Shema Bekach. Might not mean it. Yes, no. That you're allowed to say over. So Martanya Nami Hochi. Cheshbon is Shavru. Cheshbon is that happened already. The Shasidim Lius. Or things that will happen to you, also lecheshbon. Then you're not allowed to make this cheshbon. So soon we'll say this is going to be a stereo. Here it says that cheshbon yishavru, cheshbon that you already did, is also to talk about. And soon we're going to say now at that. Now it says, shel malucho, but cheshbon means what's the difference, yes or no? Like Rashi's, shel malucho, or else v'shel mavakach, like what's the difference, is mutal lecheshbon. You are allowed to make the cheshbon on Shabbos. So Rashi v'shemal bekach means kugoyin shekvar hoyu, something that happened already. Litzurich, elishavru, kugoyin kach bekach hoytzaisi v'binyan zeh. You say I spend this much money, I bought this house. So without you bought it already, it's not mageya to the future. So that you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. You're allowed to say cheshbon is what happened already. For the Gemara, reminu avakasha, reminu choishvin cheshbonoi she'enam tzrichin. You're allowed to make cheshbon is what you don't need. It's not mageya. It's ain't tzurich. The yain mechashvin cheshbonish to tzrichim b'shabbos, but you're not allowed to make cheshbonish on Shabbos something that you still need pertains to. Case said, what's the case? Oyner odim lechaveroi kach v'kach poalim hoytzeisi. Or else the Bach Girsur is hiskarti shel soda al soda. I mean, I had to spend and hire so many workers al soda zu in order to make this field produce its produce. I had to spend money to hire this much amount of poalim. You're allowed to say I spent this much money and bought this house. Since it happened already, it's not nogeya to anything right now, so you're allowed to talk about it. But you're not allowed to say loy kach v'kach hoytzeisi v'kach v'kach ani osid loytzi. But you're not allowed to say I spent already half the money, but you should know I still have to spend yet more money. So since you're talking about what you're going to have to spend this week, that's also to talk about on Shabbos. So you can't say what you're going to do, business you're going to do. But things that already happened, that's called Dvorim Shema Bekach, that you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. For the Gemara, the time of the Kash Lecho Hi Gufa, the Chor Tastira on the Braisa Gufa right now. There's Gufa Astira in the Braisa. Hi Gufa. So what's the Kash Hi Gufa? First was saying, Cheshbon Shema Bekach is Mutter, it says at the end. And the beginning of the Braisa, it says Fakert. It says, Tanya Nami Hochi, Cheshbon Sho'ovru, V'shasidim liyas asurim. So she'ovru means cheshbonis that happened already. Still it's osur. The chura cheshbonis that happened already, that's called dvorim shema bekach. Here we're saying it's mutter. And before it's mashmit osur, but the more it's astir in the din itself. The time of kashalach hi gufa. El the teretz is like this. Ho di ika agro di agira gabei. Ho di leka agro di agira gabei. As if you paid them all up already, you don't owe the perlim any money, then you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. You're allowed to say, I had to hire 50 workers to work on this field, providing you already paid them all up. So since they're all paid up already, it might not come in how many workers you had, you don't have, it's not legated to you anymore. Then you can talk about it. But if you say, I had to hire 50 workers for this field, but you didn't pay them up yet, so then it's legated that you still have to pay them up, then it's also to talk about on Shabbos. Rashi, kach v'kach hoytzeisi, alma ovru mutarin, tikshloch higufa, braisa kamaisa reisha katoni, shavru asurin, that's the theron. Before the braisa says, even though something that already happened, you're saying you hired already 50 workers, it's awesome. V'seifik toni, shema v'kach mutarin, dainu ovrum. And the seifik says, no, dvarm shema v'kach, some to say, I already hired 50 workers last week, it's mutar. The teretz is, if you still have to pay them, you didn't pay the wages yet, so it's negated to your business yet. You have to spend this much money this week. Then you can't talk about it on Shabbos. But if you already paid them up, you stop saying that you did it, that's Dvorim Shema Bekach, might not mean you did, you didn't do it, that's what to talk about on Shabbos. That's not called cheshbonis that you're going to come to do business on Shabbos.